coal, the past or the future? Coal has long been the major fossil fuel used to produce electricity. Poland relies on coal for almost 90% of its energy supply needs. At the same time, coal-fired power plants, emitting high levels of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, are one of the largest sources of air pollution and contribute to global climate change. The use of clean coal technologies can help to improve the efficiency of coal plants and reduce emissions of greenhouse gases. This topic seems particularly relevant considering the recent European Union summit in Brussels, during which European leaders have reached a deal to cut CO2 emissions by 40% by 2030 compared with 1990 levels. Poland and other countries, whose GDP is below 60% of the European Union average, are to get help in reaching the agreed targets. They will be allowed to grant free emission certificates to the power companies until 2030. They will also share funds from a special purpose reserve, financed from 2% of overall carbon emission allowances. It is estimated that by 2030, Poland will receive a total of about 7.5 billion zlotys. Of course, this is just a drop in the bucket compared to what it needs to fully modernize its power industry. Nevertheless, this solution may allow Poland to invest in modern, cleaner coal-fired power plants or increase the efficiency of the existing ones. Almost half of the coal-fired power units in Poland have more than 40 years. This results in a decreased efficiency and failures. Moreover, the average efficiency of Polish coal-fueled plants is about 35%. In comparison, state-of-the-art coal-fired power plants achieve an efficiency of above 50%. It may be obtained by the increase in thermodynamic parameters of steam cycle. A standard coal-fired power plant operates such that the thermal energy generated from burning coal heats water, which boils first and then is converted to superheated steam. Modern power plants use supercritical or ultra-supercritical steam parameters, thanks to which they can operate at very high steam pressures and temperatures. This, in turn, enables more efficient operation of the turbine and boiler, thereby reducing overall coal consumption and emissions of CO2. In practice, less fuel is needed to produce the same amount of energy, and therefore the emission of greenhouse gases is lower. Nowadays, effective filters and advanced technologies, such as flue gas washing or coal drying, are able to decrease emissions of sulfur, nitrogen oxides, hydrocarbons, heavy metals, as well as other pollutants and particulates. The efficiency of power units also varies with the quality of the coal burned. For example, lignite emits larger amount of CO2 than bituminous coal. But apart from the improved coal combustion efficiency, additional measures are needed to decrease the world's CO2 emissions. One of them is definitely the use of carbon capture and storage technology, CCS, which captures and stores CO2 deep underground before it reaches the atmosphere. Another is co-firing of coal and biomass in existing coal-fired power plants. Both methods, although still being developed, are considered milestones in the development of a low-carbon economy.